Now, just as you heard the commercial, we are on WJR's Facebook and YouTube with live video streaming. You can stream us always from anywhere in the world. You can listen to the podcast if you can't be here noon to 2. At WJR.com, you'll find all of this. But let's be sure you have the WJR free app on your phone. That's a good idea. Good ideas include talking with Ingrid Jacques, the columnist for USA Today, and now back really with her old haunts, because now the Detroit News and USA Today are owned by the same people. Welcome back home, Ingrid.
Thank you, Paul. It was really fun for me to see my byline again in the Detroit News. I've missed that.
Well, it's fun for us, too, but always fun that knowing we could find you in USA Today, now Detroit News as well. Unfortunately, the news is not so great, covering the whole Savannah Guthrie family situation. Mm-hmm. They've released another video saying that they will pay a ransom, but none of this, you and I have been in this business a long time. Mm-hmm. None of this bodes well when it takes this long to find somebody.
Right, and it does seem to be taking a very long time, and there doesn't really seem to be many leads, at least that the public knows about. And I just have to say my heart goes out to Savannah Guthrie and her whole family right now. I really can't imagine what they're going through, just that uncertainty. It's been over a week now, and, you know, their mother's elderly. She's 84. You know, there's medicines that she needs that she doesn't have access to. So it just, every minute must just be torturous for them right now.
It is so torturous and so bizarre, too. And, you know, we started off with, a small town sheriff, way out of his element. I don't blame him. This isn't his thing. And he's admitted mistakes, which some would say is a mistake in itself. But at least he admitted them. And there are things that should have been done, that could have been done, that were not done in the very beginning. And mm-hmm. so we kind of keep going backwards, and then the FBI comes in, and then they go back to the house, and then they tape it off right. And say, why did everyone get in here like this? And it's just not good all the way around. Not that any of this might have changed things. I just don't know. It's very bizarre.
The whole thing is very strange. But I just can't help but look at it as a fellow journalist. You know, I'm sure you have had your share of threats over the years, even though I hope not. But I know I get them, and I've gotten them against my family also. And, you know, it really makes you wonder when your job puts you, like, the last thing you would ever want would be to put your family at risk. So
we're at risk. This is what we are paid to do. It comes comes with the territory.
Our family
didn't sign on for this, for God's sakes, which is why my plan is if I don't even want to go into it, but believe me, there would be a lot of regret on the part of anybody mm-hmm. who would do anything to my family beyond mm-hmm. anything they could imagine. There'd be some regret on their part, but that's another story for another time.
But I just, you know, I can't help but think that must be going through her mind that, you know, she's had her mom on her show before.
A number of times.
It talks about her a lot. Yes. And which she should be able to do that, you know, but of course, we still don't know what happened, who's behind this. Hopefully that will come out sooner than later, but it just really gives you pause.
Oh, it does indeed. Believe me. Now, does your schedule change at all now that this, now that the Detroit News and USA Today are owned by the same company?
Not really. It just means that I get to run in the Detroit News now. And if I want to go hang out with Nolan Finley and Caitlin Buss, you know, I don't have to feel like we're competing. We're on the same team. So
that's
I'm
excellent
a big fan
news.
Of that. Yes,
that's three excellent people. The three of you are excellent, and you should be able to hang out together because you never left Detroit. You've always been here and stayed here.
Sure, exactly. So it's I think it's a great development, and I hope it works out well for all the papers involved.
Me too. Me too.
Yes.
Anything else on your mind, Ingrid, before we let you go?
Oh, I'm getting ready to head out on vacation. So I'm nice. Very much looking forward to escaping the Arctic here. So
good for you. Safe travel to you then.
Thank you. Thanks, Paul.
Have a great time, Ingrid. Thank you. Ingrid Jacques, the columnist for USA Today, back in the Detroit news like she used to be. And all is right with the world as we continue in focus on WJR.